From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney are doing a lot of traveling this weekend. One day after Santorum wrapped up his visit to Puerto Rico, Romney arrived on the island ahead of tomorrow's primary there. NPR's David Wellner reports from San Juan that Romney has the backing of the Republican establishment.
Mitt Romney is hoping the endorsement of Puerto Rico's governor and its top Republican legislative leaders will help him get at least 50% of the votes here tomorrow. If that happens, he would win all 20 of the delegates up for grabs. At a rally here last night, Romney tried to pump up support.
I ask one thing. On Sunday, please go vote and get your friends to vote. Together we will make sure we keep America the strongest nation on the earth, the hope of the world. I love this nation. I love the people of America.
While Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens whose primary votes help determine who runs for president, in November they will not be able to actually vote for president. David Wellner, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Rick Santorum campaigned in Missouri this morning for today's caucuses. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney is now cutting short his visit to Puerto Rico and is heading to Illinois, where Republicans vote in their primary next Tuesday. Utah's governor has vetoed a controversial abstinence-only sex education bill passed in the recent session of the state's legislature. Dan Bamus from member station KUER reports the governor could be taking a substantial political risk.
Governor Gary Herbert announced the veto one day after Utah's Republican caucuses picked convention delegates. They could vote him out of office even before he gets to a primary. But his spokesperson, Allison Isom, says the governor's office received more than 8,000 letters and emails, most of them demanding a veto.
It's individually and uniquely crafted and often very heartfelt from parents, from educators, from those who care about Utah's kids and public policy.
HB 363 would have kept Utah's public schools from teaching any method but abstinence for avoiding pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bamus in Salt Lake City.
In Washington State, neighbors of Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales are describing him as a kind-hearted father. Military officials have identified Bales as the suspect in the killings of 16 Afghan civilians last week. Bales is now being held in a military prison at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. Two car bombs have hit intelligence and security buildings in the Syrian capital of Damascus. State television in Syria says at least 27 people have been killed and more than 100 others wounded. The violence is in the latest in a series of attacks against the government of President Bashar al-Assad. Government forces have been waging a bloody crackdown against the now year-old uprising in the country. Meanwhile, officials in Iraq are warning Iran not to ship weapons to Syria by crossing Iraq's borders or through its airspace. Iran denies the charges. This is NPR's news. German authorities say John Demjanjuk is dead. Demjanjuk was convicted last year of being a Nazi death camp guard. Demjanjuk was deported in 2009 and stripped of his U.S. citizenship. The retired auto worker was 91 years old. It looks as though North Korea is ready to flex its muscles a bit under its new leader. North Korea's Space Committee says it will launch a satellite next month on the same type of rocket used for long-range missiles. Officials in the U.S. and Japan are warning North Korea that such a launch will violate a ban on nuclear and missile testing. It's St. Patrick's Day, and cities across the nation are celebrating with parades. NPR's Allison Keyes takes us to a few places where the sea of green is blinding.
The thousands along Manhattan's Fifth Avenue for the 251st annual parade are soaking up the bagpipes, the kilts, and the joy of the day. Brenda Johnson came from Connecticut telling New York One News.
I've been here once before, a long, long time ago. I don't remember it being as crowded, but this is awesome. I'm so glad to be here and a part of it.
The streets are packed in Savannah as well for the South's largest St. Patrick's Day parade. Green-clad women are dashing from the sidelines to plant kisses on soldiers as they march by. And in Chicago for the 57th annual parade there, the river is dyed its traditional Kelly green. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Also in Chicago, the Prime Minister from Ireland is visiting the city. He's the guest in today's St. Patrick's Day parade. And President Obama celebrated St. Patrick's Day with a pint of Guinness at an Irish bar on Capitol Hill today. Mr. Obama took his motorcade to the Dubliner Restaurant and Pub, a well-known watering hole for lawmakers and staffers in D.C. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.